I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Children with chronic illness or conditions sometimes need extra help dealing with their emotions. Dr. Lily Christen is here to talk about strategies to help children in this scenario cope with the ups and downs of their lives. Dr. Christen is an assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and she's a clinical health psychologist at MUSC who works with youth and adults who have chronic health conditions. Dr. Christen, what are some of the biggest emotional challenges that children with chronic medical conditions face?
The most important thing to remember is that kids with chronic medical conditions are first and foremost kids, and so they have the same emotional needs that all children have. And that being said, there are some unique features about being diagnosed with a new condition. It can lead to a lot of uncertainty, being overwhelmed, having to learn a lot of new information. As human beings, when we don't know what to expect and things are uncertain, that can be really scary. There can also be a lot of changes to routines, such as missing school or having many medical visits. Sometimes kids also feel just different than their peers, which can be challenging. And also just new symptoms of illness can be really hard to navigate sometimes. And it can be hard when kids don't feel well physically, either discomfort or feeling tired or even sometimes physical pain.
Are there some strategies that you typically use to encourage emotional resilience when they are dealing with a chronic health issue?
One of the most important things is helping to foster, you know, very caring, available, loving relationships with adults, especially in their lives. That can really help to promote resilience. I think from an adult standpoint, it's really important for both parents and caregivers and providers to make an effort to talk with kids about what they're experiencing, both their condition and their feelings about it. Typically, it's actually important for kids to have developmentally appropriate information about their condition, just giving kind of calm, reassuring, and accurate information to them and making yourself available to listen and talk. That can help really give kids a sense of control over their health and also can help them to take a more active role in managing their health. And it's also just important to give them a space to discuss and share whatever it is they're feeling.
Are there specific issues that kids especially need help with when they're newly diagnosed or starting a new treatment or having a medical procedure?
I think one specific area that's especially important to be aware of is procedural anxiety. So stress and anxiety associated with different medical procedures that can sometimes be painful. So an example, getting blood drawn would be a good one. And there are some really good ways that we can help as adults to support kids with procedural anxiety. So given accurate information about the procedure, being honest about how it might feel, validate that they might be feeling scared and let them know that you're there with them. During the procedure, making sure that they have some comfort positioning, so sitting with the parent or nearby, decreasing pain by using different pain management strategies, and even for infants, using breastfeeding or pacifiers during painful procedures. And then also using things like distraction. So doing a favorite game, blowing bubbles, talking about favorite memories, all of these things can help kids divert their minds from the pain they're experiencing.
Dr. Christen, thanks for talking about coping strategies to help children with chronic health conditions.
Thank you so much.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.